The Protocols, a sci-fi poem about the future of humanity. The world does not have borders, and it belongs to its children, so that they may share in peace, love, and prosperity. From the opening chapter of The Protocols. When a child takes a mechanical watch apart to see what is inside, they will never be able to put it back together. Not with new deals, new policies, new laws, more prisons, or college tests that require a purchase in a paid class that forced the children to buy overpriced and useless textbooks. To adults who read this, the children are watching you, the same way you watched your parents. In the background to this story, there was a breakthrough in combinatorial genomics. We found the language, though I wouldn't call it that. They used statistics, sure as hell wouldn't call it AI, to tap into the cumulative adaptive systems. The idea of putting emails into chromosomes to sign the first heavily engineered cell, or if you like, artificial life, was so crude, it basically became the new cold fusion announcement fiasco. It was the other way around. We needed a statistical approach to interface with cellular life. Everyone's attention turned to combinatorial genomics, and we cured everything. But this is not a story about how we are about to cure aging. This is a story about our psychology. There is no one person in the world that understood it all completely. But there was a group that did put it all together. Friends that care for and admire each other think like one enormous, unstoppable, great mind. They didn't write to the UN. They didn't write to the president. They wrote to the citizens of the world. They created the protocols. It gives me a headache just saying it. The protocols are a foundation of the modern society and seem to be such heavy words now. Without the protocols, we'd have immortal dictators. I shared this story because the thought that started it all somehow got lost in history. It is important to remember so that we don't repeat the same mistakes. Back in 2020, when otherwise hard-working people get sick, they would lose all their life savings to pay medical bills. They would have to undo years of mortgage payments, and the outcomes were never guaranteed. Some families split up on purpose just to protect their home and let the bills end when the end came. People would work so hard that their very neurology would permanently alter. People were using antidepressants to medicate away overwork just to survive. Each of the girls had their own experiences in this area. This wasn't a subject they would talk about. But together, they just knew. They knew the way young people know that a certain end has come. They created a model. They called it the Drake Equation for Human Development. And they wrote. They wrote stories. Scalding, so angry, so powerful, so brilliant that the internet noticed people were leaving their jobs, their papers were changing people's lives for better. Then they shared a set of protocols for the advancement of humankind, signed with little more than their initials. 2020 is not a good time to describe the content of the protocols. That is how powerful they are. That is how deep in trouble the world is. The single most powerful and destructive force in the world are the misguided who have taken to positions of authority. The only thing that lying politicians can lead to is a breaking point. Lying, pretending, fake it until you make it, or even merely hoping does not belong in world politics. This comes from the Authenticity Directive. They call for immediate unmixing of fantasy from reality, fact from opinion, and prevention of propagation of false beliefs. The solution was termed as real education and relied on free, open access, well-narrated audiobooks in all the world languages. They ask the young to plan for illness, to add that to the price of their home, the future, and all the efforts, and to note that it will cost them more the more they have, especially psychologically, presenting universal income as a potential solution. Free healthcare was just one small issue. There were many more, much more pressing matters. Like the damage poverty did to a person's body, their brain and neurology, psychology, and above all, their family. And prisons. What have we done? It is true that we are risen from apes and not fallen angels, but enough is enough. It must end now. Human beings get sick from being kept in cages. Prisons only make people worse. Personal note. I grew up watching Rambo and Commando and Chuck Norris and my beloved Mr. T. But something happened. They all changed somehow, and I think it was due to a letter. I think a mother lost her boy, and she sent them all a letter saying, "I lost my boy because he wanted to be like you." I'm probably just imagining all this, but we can all believe in a work similar to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. It will be numbered paragraphs, and nobody will ever need to memorize it or read it in one go. It will take time, but the numbers will go really well together with growing up. By the time the future generations hit 7 or 9 years old, they will have absolutely understood the first few things that make a human noble. Time never stands still. We must not allow ourselves to be the propagators of history's mistakes. Pointing nuclear weapons at each other is the way of our fathers. It is not our way. The practice must end with their passing. Those of us who are born questioning our elders all too often have their lives end in great tragedy. It has been like this for hundreds of thousands of years, and it has made us susceptible to indoctrination. Time has come to select for other traits, so that the future of humankind does not submit to the mistakes of its elders. We must learn to recognize wisdom from elaborate lies that are only meant to bring selfish comfort to sick old men. Already, those who are born to a world with the internet have more information than the elders that will try to warp their minds. May the protocols become exactly the fury that the world has always feared, and bring the much-needed enlightenment to the humankind. The world will grow.